Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Kuf, the Gemara starts with a membra of on the bottom of Sadik Tes Amid Beis. Amachiski Omadisri Vafisishcha Mipisa Rochav Loi Mutzach Bavira Shaloi Kamidis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midis Basav Adam Midas Basav Adam, Adam Mesis is Havera Midarki Chaim, the Darki Misa, Vakarish Bohu Mesis is Adam, Midarki Misa, the Darki Chaim, the Kodesh Bohu is Cholik from people. People, the Mesis you for something bad. From Darki Chaim, the Darki Misa, Vakarish Bohu is Mesis a person, Midarki Misa, the Darki Chaim. Zain the Tayus Akkadish that explains the Indian of Asas and the Gemara. And asasa means to be mefate, as when is a person mefate someone else, when he wants to trick him that he should do something that's really bad for him, as he's mefate him by showing him this will be good for you, you'll enjoy it, you'll have a gishmak in it, as even though b'etzim it's bad for you, but by showing you why it's good for you, as a mele, he's mefate to do something which is b'etzim bad for you, by showing you that it looks good for you, as that's when people are mefate you. Marshall, someone wants to get a business deal from you, as he'll be mefat to you to do it, even though it's not really good for you. Someone wants to be mezana with the isha, he'll be mefat to her. Aval etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefat to us also. He shows us how good and how special and how toiv the toiv is and asks us to do it. But Hashem is mefat to us not to do something that's bad for us, something which is good for us. That's the difference. People, they're mefat to you because they want to have a revach for themselves. As they trick you that you should lose, that they should gain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not tricking you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mefat to you and showing you how good the Torah is and the mitzvahs are. Kidei that you should do something which is good for you. That's the mile of Hashem. Hashem's pitui is l'tayv aseinu. Unlike people. Aye, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be mefat to us if it's b'etzim so good and everyone knows? Because there's a Yetzirah that's mefat to us the other way. He's mefat to us to go into Taivas Olam Hazeh, that's really what's good for you, and Torah not. He shows you this is better than the Torah. As Keneged, the Pitu of the Yetzirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mefat to us that we should know what's really good for us. As what is the hasas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is he mefat us to do? As Rashi says, Lomad Taira. How did Rashi know the pasuk's not mashma that way? Efshad hasas is to do mitzvahs or not to do averas. As where did Rashi know that it was going specifically on Lomad Taira? As you could explain, the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Tezayin brings a big issue of Liftas Olam and Adin, Shem Hanusim. Why? Because of the Yetzahara. And the Yetzirah is so strong that it's impossible not to listen to him. As everyone has a taina of einus. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that there's a Eitzah Luma Taira. As you see in the Gemara, that the only Eitzah to be Miskabra on the Yetzirah is Taira. Mechemavur in the Gemara in Kedushin, Shabarasi Yetzirah. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Barasi Taira Tavlon. Mesiel Sisharim. Very famous, it's moving the Nefesh HaChaim, this Mesil Sasharim is Medayik, that only Torah is the Tavlon and anything else not. As Kum Dechoy is the only way to be Matzel from Averis and Gehenim, which is the Hatzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's trying to convince us not to go to Gehenim. As there's only one way to do that, to be Mesis Asluma Torah. As a Mele, that's why Rashi learns that Sasa is to be Laimed Torah. And the Gemara continues that the piv of Gehenim is Tsar, but when Gehenim goes down, it gets wider and deeper. There's a Maral that explains the Gemara. Why is it that Gehenim's that way? It starts off Tsar and afterwards it's Marchiv. And he says it's Mida Kenegin Mida to the Chataim. Because B'derech Klal, when a person is Choyte, first he starts off with a Chet Kal. And then when he's not misgabra and he doesn't do tshuva, it gets worse and worse. He's maimik yaser, v'yaser, the gehenim, the chet. And he does a bigger chet, a deeper chet, a wider chet. He does it much, much more. As gehenim is mida kenegen mida in the chet, just like the chet starts off small and afterwards it becomes big and big if you don't control it. As huadin, gehenim is mida kenegen mida, gehenim looks the same way. as the Gemara darshins the pasuk Yochol a Melech loy huchna, maybe Gehenim is not for a Melech. As Rashi says in the Rabbeinu Gershom that the Melech loy huchna, who's the Melech Hatamot Chochom that the Ikri Molochim. Mashos Choylek, he has Pashtis, the pasuk is going on a regular Melech Kipshutai. What was the Hechach of Rashi? And it was going on a Talmud Chacham. You could say Rashi held, it's not a Chiddush. Avada Melech Uschoite goes to Gehenim. Why should he be different? It must be, it's saying a bigger Chiddush than Stam and Melech. But you could also be Masbeh that Minei Ubei in the Guf HaSugya, Rashi Boyd, that it was going on a Talmud Chacham. Because, and the Seder Pshan de Gemara is that the Gemara had said before that Torah is matzel from Gehenim. As therefore there was a Havamin, if Torah is matzel from Gehenim, as even if he's choyte afterwards, Efshe the Slusa Torah could be matzel you from Gehenim also. As Lefizeh, it's a hemshech to the Drasha Koidim, that because we darshan before that Torah is matzel from Gehenim, as Uad, then we would have Havamin, even if he stops learning Torah, once he learns Torah, it's matzel from Gehenim. Hamashmalah, not that way. So if he says it's very geschmack, Rashi learned it's not stamaj Rashi. It's Umar is bringing it here because it's a shayach to the Torah. Wow. That's a memra, that Torah, the source of Torah is matzo from the Eshe Gehenim. We find in Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin. She'ein or shel Gehenim she'letes b'talmid chacham. Learned that of a Salmanjia. As that was the Havamin of the Gemara, that a Melech loy huchna, he doesn't go to Gehenim, and the Gemara dashens in the Pasuk that even a Melech, a Talmud Chacham, is goes to Gehenim. As Rashi explains, it's talking about a Talmud Chacham, Shapirish min HaTorah. As the Fiza, the Gemara that says that a Talmud Chacham doesn't, the Eshe Gehenim is not Shayla Bay, is talking about a Talmud Chacham, Shaloi Pirish. The Talmud Chacham, Shapirish, he goes to Gehenim. But Tzarechin al Zeh from the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezvav, it says that Acher was the famous Tanu, went off to Derech. As the Gemara says, they didn't bring him to Gehenim because he loved Mitara, but lo nichnas l'gan Eden mishum shechata. As l'choy re'en l'cha Talmud Chacham Shapirish gadol mi'achar, he was pirish from the Derech HaTaira. Afidu achitz mevor that his Taira was Megan. You see Torah is Megan even when you chayte afterwards. But you could be Daicha that over there the part was they didn't want him to go to Gehenim because if he would have gotten off his Averis, he would have gone to Gan Eden Mishum his Torah. And he didn't, he went off the Derech. As a Mela, they didn't want him to go to Gan Eden. As over there, there was a specific reason that they didn't want him to go to Gehenim Mishum his Torah. He can't buy from there to all over. So what you have to say. Shaila is, they bring down from that Rizal and Shar Gilgulim that he asked that what's the reason why there's Gilgul? Why doesn't everyone just go to Gehenim? Why do you need Gilgulim for? He says, Kama Taimim, one of them is that a person who's Laimit Taira, it's Matzal Mi Gehenim. As a Mela, they give him a different Einish, they give him Gilgulim. Yeah, Mechem Istabra, well, if you learn Taira, you're going to be saved from Chet. Let Tev Yeshlodan Ulapalpel and the Nakudis, yet. Abba Lachay Darizal is saying that even though he was Chayitev, once he's Laimed Taira, it's Matzel, but Eidapam. You could say Darizal is talking about a Talmud Chacham that learns Taira and Amal does Chatayim. As then his Einish will be, Bumkaim going to Gehenim, his Einish will be Gilgal. Abba, by somebody who was Pirish Mena Taira, as if it's a different cheshbon. Zvina Shvi, das is noisei, Tamidei Chamim, the Torah is making from Gehenim, Beza Oifen, Beza, that's what we're handling, that over here in the Gemara's Mavur, but there are Rafanim that they go to Gehenim. We have Makairis some other places in the Gemara in Chagiga, that they don't go to Gehenim. This is the Makom of Falpel, what the Klalim are not. We buy it from Rashi that Efshe over here is going Dafka by a Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTaira. The Gemara then says that the people who ate raw meat, they call them Bavliim, as the Gemara says, Loi Bavliim heim el erzanjim heim. Mutash shayne of Bavliim, karnois al shem Bavliim. As who was saying, some Rashi says, Tamid HaChamim was saying them. It's Aruchion. You're not allowed to hate someone. What's this that they're saying the old Bavliim, the Tamid HaChamim Eretz Yisrael hate the Bavliim? You're not allowed to hate someone. This is a sin as chinam. That's why Tosis L'Choira is coming to be Masbid this. He brings down the Gemara in Yuma Daftes that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying the Yisam Yishum Shaloi Alu, that they didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael. As in the mail they were naik, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's do the Mishnah that goes into the dinim of Seder and Haktarah of the Lechem and the Bezichem. As there's three Siurim in the Mishnah. The first Seer is Seder Bezichem Achar HaShabbos. The halacha is you have to be Mesader the Bezichen and the Lechem and the Bezichen on Shabbos. And I'm going to do it on Shabbos. The Lechem he did on Shabbos, but the Bezichen he did L'Acha Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, that it's Pasul. As Rashi says, what's the Psul? The Psul is it's a Mechusas Man. As being that he did the Bezichen L'Acha Shabbos, the Bezichen weren't on the Shulchan all the time that they were supposed to be. It's supposed to be on the Shulchan, Mishabbos L'Shabbos, as there's a Psula Mechusas Man. The Bein Gershom also learns that way. He just adds a couple of words, that it has to be on the Shulchan, Mishabbos L'Shabbos, May Eis L'Eis. It has to be from the time of the day that he put it on, until it has to stay till the next Shabbos, till that time. So Hashem Makar in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, later on from Rashi, to Dov HaDoyme, to the Bein Gershom. As Mavua, the Hechshad of the Lechem and the Bezichen, is when they're on the Shulchan, Kol Azman. If they're not on the Shulchan, Kol Azman, that they're supposed to be, is that's a psul, is a psul of Mechus Azman. Mikdash David in Simen Chav Beis, Grandad Dan's, Lefize, what happens if a person is Misalik Leksas Man, if it's Nechshav Kemechus Azman? If you see it has to be on the Shulchan the whole time, as what happens if he takes it off for a Siva and then he puts it back? L'chor it should come out, it's Pasul. He brings a Raya from the Rambam that it's not Pasul. Abayeshlon, over here in Atzia, we're talking about when he was makter it without leaving it on the full time. As over here we say it's called Mechusas Man. But over there is talking about where it was on all the time. Just in middle, he took it off a little bit, and then he put it back. As it could be when you put it back afterwards, and it stays all the way until the end, as that's kilu, it was there the whole time. That you don't have a raya from here, that it would be pasul. Over here is talking about where you were makter before this man was that it was supposed to be there for. Because the Tyrus Kodesh is on Rashi and the Rebbeinu Gershom, that why did they learn the Psul is because it's Mechusas Man. The Bezichon weren't on the Shulchan for a long enough of a time. They have to be there from Shabbos to Shabbos. You could say another reason, because he put the Bezichon on Yom Rishon, as the Bezichon were not Neskadesh. Just like we have in the third Seer, that when you put the Lechem and the Bezichon on L'Acha Shabbos, as the halacha is, the lechem is not niskadish al yedei the shulchan. As what then over here, when you put the bezichen on after Shabbos, it's not niskadish mishum shulchan. As why does Rashi say it's possible because I'm a chusas man? As Nira, that Rashi had a mucker from the Mishnah, that it was Neskadish the Bezichen over here. Why? Because the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says that Ye'en Chayom Alei Mishum Pigol Naisa V'Tamei Be'ainu, being that the Torah was B'Psul, Ye'en Chayom Alei Mishum Pigol Naisa V'Tamei in the Lechem. As if the Bezichen were like Neskadish, as it's not even Haktara's Bezichen. Das is nishken Haktara, there's no Kiddush. As a Vade, Ein Chayam Alei Mishum Pigol Noise V'Tamei. Mishnah is mashmetz a gevisir chiddush that ain't chayav and aleim if they're not miskadish. It's not aktoras bezichim bechlal. It was never miskadish laktora. Mishnah is mashma that it has a kedusha just ain't chayav and aleim mishum pigo. As that was the diuk a makor to Rashi that the psula is not because it's not miskadish. Abahagufet zaruch beer. Why taka is the hekdish chal? Hare, we see in the sefer the Mishnah that if you don't put it on Shabbos, the hekdish is not chal. As a migdish David in Simin Chav Beis is miyashev that the sefer is talking about where you put the lechem la'acha Shabbos. Umishum ze loy niskadish because the Mashenkin over here, it's talking about where you put the lechem on Shabbos. And just the bezichin, you put achar Shabbos. So what's the hezber of the chilek? As he explains, the reason why the lechem is loy niskadish, the Gemara explains, is because it's loy bizmanoi. As in other Shabbos, as now it's chaladin, that the zman is the Shabbos haba. Meaning a lechem that you weren't Masada on the Shulchan this Shabbos, as now the din of the Lechem is to be Mukta in the Shabbos Abba. As that's only when it's Loi Niskadish al Lechem. As then you could say, it's Chaladin, the Lechem should be used for the Shabbos, the next Shabbos. Avakan, Kvan is Chadish al Lechem Bismanoi. As being that it's Niskadish al Lechem Bismanoi, as it's Hover that this Shabbos is the Zman. As Im Kain, this Shvua is Manai, because this is the Zman where you need Bezichon on the Lechem. Meaning over there where the Lechem was in Niskadish, as because the Lechem was in Niskadish on Shabbos, as this Shvua is not called the Shvua of Lechem. As a Melech, Zman is the Shabbos Abba, and before that Shabbos, you can't be Makadish. Mashenkin over here where the lechem was niskadish on this Shabbos, as this Shabbos, the whole Shabbos has a shame of sidur lechem zu. As when you're putting the bezichin on, you're putting it on a Shabbos that has a din of sidur lechem. And that's the chilek that the lechem over here was put on, so it was kaveya that this Shabbos is manai, as it's not called shaloi bezmanai. Okay, so that's together what the psul is. Rashi and the Rebbeinu Geshen, then the psul is Machos Zman, and Tayyus Kodesh Dan's why we don't say the psul is because it wasn't Niskadish, and we saw the Mahalach of the Mikdash David. Rashi has another Shaila that why can't you wait and with the Lechem at a Shabbos Abba, meaning the Lechem was done Kilchasai, it was Nistada on Shabbos. Just as bezichim when it's sadeh la'acha Shabbos, they were done shalai kilchasai. As a bezeh, you should just leave the lechem till the Shabbos haba, like in the sefer where it says where the lechem was mesudah on yom rishon. You wait till the Shabbos haba, and then you use it. As over here also, you should wait till the Shabbos haba and then use it. As Rashi says, Shani Ochor, Shekvan is Chadish Alechem, Benifsel Belina. As is a Shailen Girsois in Rashi. In Rashi, Bayas is Kosev, because Mishum Shalon Alechem Bechad Yoim Beli Bezichim. As that's what causes the Lina, because you put on the Shulchan without Bezichim. Of the Shita and the Bach, Amagia Rashi, they take this out of Rashi. Why? Because the Mishnah is mashba that the psul is because the Akhtar is bezichim was bepsul, not because the lechem was without bezichim. V'oid, it's a big chiddush that would be a psulina. As therefore the Shita learns in Rashi is Magia this, and the Fizeh, the Iker in Rashi is the beginning Lash in Rashi. That Rashi says that you can't leave the lechem for more than a week because then there's a psulina. Rak b'seifa, where it wasn't chal the kiddush on the lechem because you put the lechem on Yom Rishon the day after Shabbos, as being that it wasn't chal the kiddush on the lechem, there's no psulina. But over here, where you put the lechem on Shabbos, as if you're going to leave it for more than a week, there's a psul lina. As this is Rashi Lishitasa in the Gemara, in the bottom of the Yomid, B'divrei HaMaschil LeKaddish, he says that if you leave lechem on the shulchan for more than 8 days, there's a psul lina. Rashi says it in the Hemshech LeYomid. Another time also, this is not like Tosis in Zvachim, Daf Pei Zayin, that's Medayik the Lishni is saying the Sefer the Mishnah, Shemhavi al Shulchan li Yomim Rabbi Meim Lekach Klum. He says it's coming to teach us that when it's on the Mizbeach, there's never a Psalina. But Rashi is Cholik, Rashi learns not that way. As Rashi learns, that's the reason why over here, where it was Niskadish Alechem, you can't leave the lechem on because there's going to be a psulina, even though it's on the shulchan. According to Tosis, you're going to have to obviously answer Rashi Shaila, but Oifen Acher. In the Bava Hasheni of the Mishnah, the psul is the Haktaris Abizichin was Lacha Shabbos, meaning the first Bava, the psul was because he did the Seder Abizichin Lacha Shabbos. And the second Bava, the psula is because the Aktaris Abizichim was Lacha Shabbos, and the Aktaris is supposed to be on Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, that Yein Chayom Mishum Pigal Naisav Tamei, Rashi is Mazmud Mishum Shalai Kedev HaMater Kimitz Vasai. The Shaila is, the Raman between the Musaf and Perikei Halacha Yudalid, when he brings down the Mishnah, he brings down Yechayovim Benoisa. As the Kesef Mishnah says, obviously the Rambam had a different girsa in the Mishnah. Our girsa in the Mishnah is like Rashi, Ein Chayovim, as the Tosis Yontes says, the Makor of the Rambam is a Tosefta in Perikei Aleph Halacha Ches, that the Tosefta brings down the Mishnah that Yechayovim benoisa tamei pigel. But the shaila is why, like Rashi says over here, that krav is bipsul, as why should you be chayiv? As the case of Mishnah shaila on the Rambam from two places. Kanira he had a havamina, and maybe by lechem, the klal is different, this vart that you need the matter to be kmitzvah, so you don't say, but he brings a Mishnah Mila daf test, Shein Chayovin ala lechem mishum pigal ad sheyakter abizichin, mafurish that you need the aktaris abizichin for the pigal to be chal. As the case of Mishnah is Matra the Mishnah, that Mishnah is talking about where you were loy seeded the Bezichim in Alechem. And over here is talking about where you were seeded on Shabbos. And then he asks in the din of Yaakov Amata Kimitzvah, so we had in Zvachim Chavtes, Menachem Yud Beis, Menachos Yud Beis. As he wants to say, that's only din in Machsheves Psul. But when they're different Psulim, then you don't say it. Grace of Chidushim, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says to be Miyashiv the Rambam. Okay, the third seer of the Mishnah is when the Shinui was also in the Lechem, then he was seed of the Lechem and the Bezichin Achar Shabbos, and he did the Hiktar of the Bezichin Bezmanoi. As the Mishnah says, it's possible, because Yasa Yenichenu L'Shabbos Abba. As there's two Malchim and Rashi to explain what does it mean, v'keitzad yase. Rashi lel on daf sadek amid aleph says, mefarish the keitzad yase, im lo yichter abezichin, that it means, keitzad yase, if you want to be machsherit, don't be machter the bezichin on the next Shabbos. But yinichen on the Shabbos haba, leave the bezichin and the lechem for the next Shabbos. And Rashi explains, because that if you were makta the bezichin already, it's already nifsal alechem, like the Lashon and Mishnah, nifsal. As it's not going to help what you mashed the lechem, it became possible already. So you have to learn When it says Ketzad Yaseh, it means if you're Ketzad Yaseh, don't be makta the bezichim and yenichena l'shabbos aban, then be makta the bezichim. V'Rashi in Yuma, Dav Chav Tes Amid Beis, there's a linear in Rashi that Rashi says differently. Rashi says Shaloi Gersinam Psula in the Mishnah. Shalechem Loi Nifsala Yidei Aktaris HaBezichin. Why not? As Rashi's masbir that the Maskana de Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Amid Beis is being that the seder of the Lechem the Bezichin was Achar HaShabbos. It's a seder shaloi bezmanai. The lashon of the Gemara vibes like kimeisha seder akoyfsh. It's ainu klum. It's noy neskadish alefa and bechlal. As if there's no kedushas aktara here, so why should it be possible with aktara sa bezichin? Void Rashi says, the Mishnah says, keitzad yase. And it's mashma, it's going on the seer where you were makta the bezichin already. Because it says, if you're makta the bezichin, it's possible, keitzad yase. As Mavur in the Mishnah, that even though you makta the bezichin, you could still be machshir it. How could that be if it was nifsal lelechem? Must be, it's not nifsal lelechem because it wasn't nis kaddish. As Rashi, rather in the over by us on Dav Sadik, that he is mefarish the ketzad yaseh cheres, he grad his goyres psul. As the both shinoyim amavuret, meaning if the lechem is posel, then you have to say ketzad yaseh means if you aren't makter. Ashenkin Rashi in Yuma is going that the lechem is not posel, as ketzad yaseh means kipshutoy. As Bemes, the Rashi in Yuma, Tainus is Svara, Kishmak is Svara, that Mishu Damaskanas Gemara, that there's no Sidra Alechem, it's not Neschadish Bechlal, as why should it be Pasal Alechem? Staka Grace Tainus, you have to know what Rashi before Andav Sadik is going to do. As the Lechoyra over here, you see a Gevaldik Chiddush, that even though the Kiddush of the Seder was not Chal, but still it has a shame of Bezichim of this Lechem. Yeah. Why is it something Chal that it's a shame Bezichim for this Lechem? As Bemesh, there's two Kiddushim. There's Lamashal when you're Oifer the Chala, it's Chala Kiddush Lechem, Ayudei Dafi, if you're the Tanuz Mekadosh. Yeah. And the Bezichin, when you put the Levoina in the Bezichim, as the Bezichin on Mekadosh, it's also a Klishar. So it's a second Kiddush when you put it on the Shulchan. As over here, the Shidam HaShulchan, which Shaloi Kil Chosoi. As the Gemara says later on, it lives like Sida Koif, that there's no Psulina. As vice to chayis, that's going klape psulina. But this is a psul in the aktara. As still, being that the bezichim when it's kaddish, the levoine, as this blives the levoine of this lechem. As a mele, if you makter the levoine shaloi kehilchasa, as a pasul to lechem. Because even though it doesn't have a kiddush ashulchan, but there's a different kiddush which it has. And that kiddush may that this is the bezichin of the of the lechem, and the male will pasul the bezichin, he'll pasul the lechem. It's a big kiddush with lechoyah that has to be the kivun in Rashi. As the Mishnah fears ois with a klal shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabin ein bekach klum. Doesn't pass if it's on the Shulchan the Yomim Rabim. As Taisis in Zvachim and Dav Pei Zayin, Bois in this Mishnah, Big Klal. In the Gemara over there, the Gemara is handling if there's a Psulina Bereisha Shel Mizbeach. And the Gemara brings a Raya from the Shulchan. That just like in the Shulchan, when it's on the Lechem is on the Shulchan, there's no Psulina. Suadim, when it's on the Mizbeach, it's never nifsol belina. And Taisis says, what's the makar? The Mishnah is Mari, when it was Kiddush Aloi Bezmanoi. Azag Taisis, because the Lashon of the Mishnah over here is an extra Lashon. What's this Lashon? Shefilu ala shulchan yamin rabim ein bekach klum. As it's an extra Lashon. As the extra Lashon is coming to say, even though the rest of the Mishnah is talking about where was Kiddush Eloi Bizmanoi. But even in the Tzir, where it's Kiddush Bizmanoi, afilu ala shulchan yamin rabim ein bekach klum. As this is the Chiddush HaTosfos, that there's no psulina when it's on the Shulchan. The Rambam in Tmid HaMamasof in Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel is Meduyek LaHalacha, that he holds like Tosfos. I'm afraid Tosfos, the Gemara at the end of the Amud is Mashma, that only by a Kiddush Eloi Bizmanoi there's no psulina, but by a Kiddush Bizmanoi there's a psulina. Stasis is mantra sugya that by shaloi bismano it is a psulina, even belaila. Oh, but when it's bismano mamish bismano, as then there's no psulina. Right? But Rashi in the Gemara de Riamasuli Kaddish, but Afkufa Mibes, but every Amasul Kimati, and if you the Shita his Girsin Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in Kama Makaimis is before that Rashi is Chaylik on Taisis. And L'choy Rashi is the Svar Pshuta, because the halacha is, what's a psulina? Psulina is when it's avazman avidosoi, as being that the din haktara is on the Shabbos, as L'choy, if it's avazmanoi, there should be a psulina, as Rashi is the Pashtis. As what's pshat in Taisis? Is Be'emes Taisis in Zvachim Eser, and he says, Vais t'chois, there's some pasuk, there's some makar, that there is no psulina when it's on the Shulchan. It's even in Taisis, you see, Avada Misfar is like Rashi. But there's a makar. However, there's a grace ad gosha, you can't learn that it's a din in Shulchan. One could have thought maybe it's a din miyuchad in Shulchan. No, because the Gemara over there in Zvachim learns out Mizbeach from Agabi's Shulchan. As you see, that it's not only a din in Shulchan, it's a din when it's on its makam of Haktara, like by a Mizbeach, or on the Makam Avoida, where it's supposed to be, as then there's no Psulina. It's at the, you see, there's a little bit of a Ara, because in Taisis in Zvachim, when he explains why, when it's Agabe Mizbeach, there's no Psulina, Taisis says a Svara, because it's Nasa Lachma Shal Mizbeach, because when it's on the Mizbeach, it's Kilu Daktara. But that's only shaykh by a Mizbeach, not by a Shulchan. There's no Akhtar on a Shulchan. The whole Musig of Lachmoy is only by a Mizbeach. Is that Nakuda? You have to know what Pshat in Taisis is. Unless you'll say, Taisis is just saying that each Inyan, whatever the Inyan it's Aymed for, over there it's Aymed Lias Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach, as if it's still a Mashu of Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach, that's enough. But over here, where it's not oimid to be lachma shel mizbeach, it's oimid to be al shulchan, that's also enough. Yep, it's a chiddush. As Bekitzer Rat Tosis and the Rambam boy from the Gemara over here, there's no psulina when it's al gabi shulchan, it's taka chiddush. Tosis looks for a makar by mizbeach, he says a hezber. Rashi goes kipshutai, that once it's of his mana, there's a psulina. As the Gemara then goes into, once they ask a question from the Mishnah, as it goes into different klalim. As the Gemara brings down the Mishnah in Yuma, that there's a psul of Laila in the Avodah Satamid, the Gemara brings down a Braisa that even by Oif and by Mincha, there's a psul of Laila. It's the Chiddush of Avuah D'Ravavin. As Nechleku Rashi and Taisis, what the Kiddush is. Rashi says the Kiddush is, it's not a Korban Choshev. Kiven Shein HaMevi'in Korban Tziva Mizeh. As the Havamin of the Psul Laila was only in a Korban Choshev, this isn't a Korban Choshev. But Taisis says the Talmud was Nifsal Mishum HaPasik Abi Yayim Zivchachem. As Yayim Zivchachem is only on it Lashon LePasik is Zivchachem, a Zevach, a Shechita. As you would have thought, that pasuk is not shayach by a minchan or oif, where there's no shchita. As that's why we have to say it's possible mishum yem savosai. That's why didn't Rashi learn like Tosis? Just a geshmak a knesh. Rashi in Yumachov Tes says, Yutaka learned it out of Yom Zivchachem, the psul. Ay, Zivchachem in Shchita, as Rashi says, because the avoid the Malik and Kmitza is b'makam Shchita. So whatever din there is by Shchita, you have by Malik and Kmitza, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Zvicha. The Briska Rav and Yuma Estam on the Gemara, it's Mefurisha Mishnah Megillah Dav Chof, that Rak Hayom is Kashal Amlicho Kmitzes. What's the Chiddush of Avu Der Vav? And it's Masha Kilu, it's a Chiddush. It's Mefurisha in the Mishnah Megillah that way. Hainshal Masha Kosev. As the Gemara asks on Avu Der Vav, that there's a Psula Kmitza Belaila, what's the problem? Why can't he be Choyzev? Umahadu the koimitz leduchta and likmitz be a mama. Aspected to Isi Yishanim in Yuma, Davchav Tesamid Beis, the same Gemara that we have over there is in Yuma over there. He asked the obvious question that everyone must be waiting to ask from the Mishnah on Davchav that we all learn. That over there there's a Mishnah, whenever you do a kmitza b'psul, a mashal, a kmitza b'smal, bizar, b'tamei, Amachlekes Rachamim and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shiachol Lachzor v'Likmatz, and Shitas Rachamim is when you do a Bipsul, you can't be Chayzav v'Kaimitz. As according to Racham, what's the Gemara asking over here that you should be Chayzav v'Kaimitz? I read the Racham all by all Psulim. When you do it, you can't be Chayzav v'Kaimitz. As why over here is the Gemara asking that you should be Chayzav v'Kaimitz? Then we Chayzav and do the Kmitza Oidapam. As the Torah Yishanim, his answer is in Tuayfanim. Either over there is talking about when the Kli wasn't Mekadeshit yet, because it's talking about when you did it Balayla and the Kiddush wasn't Chal. As L'choy Ritaisis means, therefore it's not called a Maisik Mitzvah B'chlal, being that the Kiddush was Chal. Or even if you're going to say that it's talking about when he was Mekadeshit in the Kli already, but being that Kmitza is Belayla and Belayla, it's not Mekadeshit, as it's Kilu, he did a Kmitza from a Kli Chol that doesn't have a shame Kmitza. The Maisa, both Tirutzim are Mavur the same Yisai. The when there's a Maisa Kmitza, but it's Bipsul, as then you can't be Choyzer Koymitz. Mashenkin Belayla, it's not a Maisa Kmitza, because either because there wasn't a Kiddush Kli, or because the Kli is not Kodesh now, that's a Chson and that's a Maisa Kmitza. As the Gemara says, that no, over here there was a Kiddush Kli. Amela, you can't be Choyzer v'Komatz. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat in the Kiddush Kli? It's near there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis dons that what's the Psul? Is the Psul Mishum Shenikmetza B'Layla? Lefiza cause of Tosis, you'd even be able to be served the Mincha B'Layla. Or no, the psul is mishum lino, nahinu the kiddush kli is chal, and memela there's a psul lino once it comes to the day. As Taisus brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara answers that it's tali b'kiddush kli, as vice the chayis it's a psul lino, because if the psul was mishum kmitza b'layla, as why should it be tali on kiddush kli? As must be it's a psul lino. And Kilo liked the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara asked that if a Kli is Mekadosh Eloi Bizmanoi, as by Lechem Al Shulchan, you should have a Psulina. As you see that this Kiddush of the Sugya is the Kiddush of Psulina. As the Gemara says, it'll head you later on. And Tai says, at this stage of the Gemara, that's the Pshat also. That's Chal Kiddush Linyan Psulina. Avalav Yin Rashi, Dibral Masul Livsol, that says that normally the Kiddush is Linyan Psulina. And who adin over here, because it's Chala Kiddush, it's Chala Psula Mechusas Man. As before in Rashid, still the Psul is Mishum Kmitza Balayla Mechusas Man. Aye, so why is it Tali in the Kiddush? But after we had the Taisi Yishanim, you could say Gishmak of Pshad of Rashi calls man that there's no Kiddush, it doesn't have a Shem Kmitza. Oh, but now that it has a din kiddush, as a Megillah, it has a shame of a Maisa Kmitza, because it only has a shame of Maisa Kmitza where there's a Kiddush. As the diak of Rashi to learn that way is because the memory of Rav Yehuda bar Abba, and it's mashma because the Kmitza is psul, it's not mashma, it's a psul lina. As the fizes dozei gishmak the Rashi in Yumach of Tesamid Beis, Rashi says, which Kiddush Kli are we talking about? The Kiddush Kli, what you put the koimetz into a Kli. Now, I know there's one Kiddush Kli on the whole Mincha, and there's one Kiddush Kli when you put the koimetz into a Kli. As Rashi Lishita say that over here the Kiddush is to give it a Shem Kmitza. As Mela Rashi holds, it's going on the Kiddush, you're putting the koimetz into its Kli. As the Gemara brings a brisa in the din of Kiddush Eloi Bizmanoi, that the Kiddush is Tali Bizman Hakrivasai. Taino Daba, which is the Zman Hakrivas Uyayim, the Kiddush is Bayayim. The Daba, which is Zman Hakrivas Balayla, the Kiddush is Balayla. The Hezbollah is the Kiddush is a Hechatimsa for the Hakrava. As a Mela, the Kiddush is Tali in the Hakrava. The Seidah Dover is because the Indian of Kiddush Kli is to be Mekadosh at Hakrava. Kachraim Begemara. As a Mela, it's Tali on the Hakrava when the Kiddush is Chal. As Tesis in Tmura, and Daf Yudalid, Tesis says, as the Rishayim handle, what's the seer of Kiddush Balayla? What's the seer of Hakrava Balayla? As Tesis Mura Yudalid brings some Rashi, and the Rebbeinu Geshem Ovia says it too, that the seer of Kerub Balayla is the Menaira. And Tesis says, the Ma Kedusha Shayach Bahales, but Kedusha's Kli. As the saying Gedoshim in Temura asks that it's Mefurish in the Mishnah before on Peches Amid Beis that you put the Shemen in a Kli to be mited it. That's what he means, there's no Kedushas Kli. No, near the Taisis doesn't mean because you didn't put it in a Kli there's no Kedushas Kli. No, Taisis means there's no din for the Kli to be Makadashit. As what does Taisis mean? Why is there no din for the Kli to be Makadashit? Bemis Taisis over here is another question on this Shita. Taisis by Yasiya said it's not Shaykh Aloshan of Hakrava by Shemin Limnaira, there's no Hakrava. The Fizeh, you could be Masbet, Taisis and Tmura, that Taisis holds, it's only Shaykh Kiddush, that's Makadash Kedusha Saguf, when it's Makadash Kedusha Saguf La Krava. Abaluye, it's not Makadash La Krava, as then it's not Shaykh Kedusha Saguf. You see in the Gemara, the Kiddush is Klape Kedusha Saguf. The Kiddush, I'm sorry, is Klapi the Hakrava, and that'll be a Hezber in Taisis in Tmura. Aye, the Gemara is Masik, that there is a Psul, even though it's not Chal, the Kiddush on the Kri, La Krava. Taisis, you could learn maybe Kiddush L'Psul is a different thing. There's Kiddush La Krava and Kiddush L'Psul. However, the Brisker Rav learns that Gam, the Kiddush, the Psul is also La Krava. Now the Brisker Rav wants to be Mechadish as there's two levels of Lakrava. That there's one that it's Mamish Roy Lahakrav. That's a Kiddush Bizmanoi. And there's man where it's Roy Lakrava. Kiddush Eloi Bizmanoi, it's Machshirit Lakrava, but it's not Chaladin Hakrava Mamish. As being that it's Machshirit Lakrava, as it's Chalanid Kedusha Saguf, and therefore it has the Psulim of Kiddush too. But that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav, that even in the Psul of the Kiddush the Psul, that's also a Kiddush Lakrava. Yeah. As the Gemara asks, that if there's a Locha, that if you're Makadosh Eloi Bizmanoi, it's Chal Lifsol, as long in the Mishnah in the third seer, it's not Nischadosh the Lechem, L'Posol. There should be a Psulina. The Gemara answers that Rak in the Brice it's in Skadish Balayla because even though it's Ainu Rai La Krava, Balayla is La Mechusis Man. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Geshem are Mazur, because the Rashi says the Lailus Halechacha Yoim Bekotchim, and Rabbeinu Geshem is Moisef, that it's Chad, it's all one day. Asfrek the Gemarim came Belechem, it should be Niskadish on Lel Shabbos. As Rashi over here learns, the Shailas Kipshutai, that Imkain, there should be a psul of Lina, because it's Amid Shmoyne Yamim Shleimim. Meaning, if the Kiddush was Chal on Lel Shabbos, there should be a psul Lina on the next week. It's Bemtzai Yoyim. As you see that the din lina is tali me'es leis, as we already saw in the Rabbeinu Geshem, the Mishnah was tali me'es leis. As Rashi over here is mefurish also, that it's also me'es leis. Just the Rabbeinu Geshem was talking about where you do it earlier. And Rashi's talking about where you do it later. Rabbeinu Geshem said if you do it earlier before the me'es leis, it's pasul. And Rashi says if you do it after the me'es leis, as there's a psul lina. But you see in both of them that the din is leis leis. However, Rashi in Yuma is mavur different. Rashi says that there's a psul of lina babaikar. Rashi in Yuma explains when the Gemara Yeshi is Kaddish Alechem Belayla, Rashi says that there should be two reasons why it's possible. Number one, you don't have to wait till the next Shabbos, till there's a psul. Elohah Gufa, that he left, that if it'll be Miskaddish Alechem Belayla, it'll be Kil the Sidus Belayla. So there's a psul of Sidroi Belayla. As Rashi over here says, even if it's Kiddush Alechem Belayla, but there's no Maisa Siddurs, why should there be a Psur of Sidra Belayla? But Rashi in Yuma holds that if the Kiddush is Chal Belayla, as it's Kilu Yuma Sadr Belayla, there's a Psur of Sidra Belayla. And Rashi's Maisif, and if there's a Psur of Sidra Belayla, now it'll be Nifsal Belina Baboiker. So you have to know why he wants to make another Psur. If she yelled at Al Sidra Belayla, maybe you could be Choyzer Machsheret. Minishvi, Barashi says there's another Psula Psulina, and over there the Psulina is after right away, not even after a whole week, right away. Rashi over here says the Psulina has to be for Shmoyne Yamim, more than Shmoyne Yamim. And Rashi over there says that if it was Chalak Kiddush, which makes a Siddur, as the Psul of Lino be Miyad. So what's Pshat in Rashi? How's the Chayich of Psul Lino Miyad? Are Psul Lino is after the Zman HaKrov. Over here, it's Zman HaKrov is after Shmoyne Yamim. As what does Rashi mean over there, the Psul Lino is Chal Miyad? As you have to say that being that it was Chalak Kiddush Belayla, when Rashi holds over there, makes a Siddur Belayla, that's Koiveya that the Zman HaKrava is Biyayim. And being that you can't be Makrav it Biyayim, because it was Mesudah B'Psul, Zim Kain, there's a Psulina, because there's a Psulina. When any time it's Chal the Zman HaKrava, and you don't do it in that time, then there's a Psulina. Chiddush. As the Gemara asks, that why isn't the Kiddush Chal Belayla? The Gemara says two terutz. In one terutz that talking about we took it off Belayla. Another terutz, given to Sidra Shaloi Bizman and Nasa Kamisha Sidra Koif, Ulai Niskadesh Belel Shamith. As Rashi and Yuma, Choftes Amibes, is Mazva the Gemara, that if it's Kamisha Sidra Koif, as the lechem will not be niskadish unless he's misalikin and he's misadir roida pam, because you need a cedar to make a kiddush alechem. And if it's sidra koif, it's kamay shaloi nistadir b'chlal. It's glad that it stems very well with the Rashi we saw in Yumachov Tesamibes that says that in the Reish it's not chalapsul of lechem, being that he put the lechem on the shulchan b'li a sidur. You put it on Shalei Bizmanoi, as a Mela, it's not Niskadish Bechlal. And the Zevach Toidus Medayik, the Rambam, in Tvidim Amusaf in Perikei Alocha Yud Gimel, not like Rashi, because he doesn't say you have to do a new Seder. It's our beer, it's Kemaisha Seder Akoyf, how you eat to the Seder. The Chofetz Chaim says a Chiddush that the Gemara held that being that it's Shalei Bizmano, it's Kemaisha Seder Akoyf. But Kishemigiyaz man, as the Seder the Meikar is Moyal for that's man. As the Seder Shalei Bizmano, it doesn't help until it reaches this mana, but then it's a good Seder. It's a Chiddush. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah, it brings a machloikis tanakan Rav Shimon Gamliel, if a fias a shtei lechem lechem upon him is doicha yontif. Tanakam holds it's not doicha, and Rav Shimon Gamliel say, but it's doicha chutz mi yom kippurim. As what's the beer of the machloikis? It's in the Gemara in Psochem and Daphim Zayin. There's two malachim. One of the malachim is the malach of Rav Chisto, that the Tanakam holds is a hetalasis mi yom lecha bi yontif. It's no blood from the pasuk. Asher yase lochem, zmater melachan yontif leichol nefesh. But the lashon lochem is memayit gavaya. And the chdushen on his moisif, that agam the koinim ha'oichol lechem. So you could tie it to tzorich hedyet. But really the ikur is the tzorich gavaya, the ikur the lechem. Just the koinim ha'oichol meshulchan gavaya. Because there's a miyat that you're not allowed to be oifed, do a melacha, only la'oichel of hedyet, not for a tzayrich of gavaya. And Fiza Reb Shimon Gamliel holds no, but we darshan lachem differently. He holds lachem is darshing to be mamayit koyim and not mamayit gavaya. Aye, why isn't it doicha yom simus of Gamliel? The Rebbeinu Gershom is masbir because it's Kishabbos, and the Kavan is the only time there's a heta of Malacha Seichel Nefesh is only on Yom Tov, but Yom Kippur is Dinai Kishabbos. Where then it says, Rufina in the Gemara says, he learns in the Tanakhama, Shein Kraven Nidar Nidavis Beyontif Midaraisa. This the Rabbanan is not Shaykh Belechem, as Mavur in the Gemara, this isn't only a Machlekes Klafi Lechem. The machlekes klapi ul nedarim nedavis, meaning, if you what we saw, the machlekes is lechem v'lei legvaya. If you dashen it or not, as it's nageya to lechem upon him, it's nageya to nedarim nedavis too. The Mishnah says that the lechem upon him is loy nechol yoser me echod eser yoim. As Pashas Mavu in the Mishnah, you can't eat it more than Echad Eser Yoyim. As over here is a Shail under Rebbeinu Gershom and Yila Daf Test, Rebbeinu Yoyin and Avis Perikei, that they learn that you don't have to eat the Lechem upon him on Shabbos or Matzi Shabbos. You can eat it the whole Shavuah. The Mishnah is Mashma, not that way. You have to eat it right away. What's it see that it's nechol la'echor eser yom? The Mishnah says when it's chal shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah be'erev Shabbos. In tam shenokid Rosh Hashanah, because in Yerushalayim the only time they had 2 days of yantif was only on Rosh Hashanah. As frekt Rashi that in this year, hare it'll come out that Yom Kippur will be on Shabbos, as you won't be able to eat the lechem on Yom Kippur. As Rashi says, Eino chinami, you eat it on Matzi Shabbos. Eifrek Rashi Ebezei said, Shtei Mesre Yom. As Rashi answers, in Achilles Kodshem, Halaylo, Hoyle, Chacha Yom. As this is the aside, why in lechem upon him, the Torah says, you eat it on Shabbos. That's the Din L'chatchila. In our Mishnah, Lefi Rashi and Echenez Mavur Lehedyin, the Mishnah we had before, on Tzadik Tesamid Beis, it says you can even eat it the Matzi Shabbos. What's the pshat? As over here, Rashi explains, because by Kodshim Halai Lo Hoy Lechacha Yoyim. Hashem came the rest of the week, Dos Nisht. And the rest of the week, it's a Naya day. It's not the, there's no Shaychus to Shabbos. That's why Rashi holds you can't eat it. That's the makor, kilu, why the laila is better to eat it, because the ikadin is Shabbos. The laila is hoylechacha Shabbos. Of anything after that, that you're not allowed to eat it on. That's a shittus Rashi. It's geboit on the Mishnah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.